The vital law of true life, true greatness, power and happiness by Ralph Waldo Trine. Preface. There are two reasons the author has for putting forth this little volume. He feels that the time is, as it always has been, ripe for it. And second, his soul has ever longed to express itself upon this endless theme. It is therefore, coming from the heart, the basis of his belief that it will reach the heart. Ralph Waldo Trine, Boston, Massachusetts. Preface to Revised Edition. It is impossible for one in a single volume, or perhaps in a number of volumes, to reach the exact needs of every reader. It is always a source of gratitude, as well as of inspiration for better and more earnest work in the future. For one has to know that the truths that have been and that are so valuable and so vital to him, he has succeeded in presenting in a manner such that they prove likewise of value to others. The author is most grateful for the good, kind words that have come so generously from so many hundreds of readers of this simple little volume from all parts of the world. He is also grateful to that large company of people who have been so good as to put the book into the hands of so many others. And as the days have passed, he has not been unmindful of the fact that he might make it, when the time came, of still greater value to many. In addition to a general revision of the book, some four or five questions that seem to be most frequently asked, he has endeavoured to point answer in an added part of some 30 pages, under the general title, Character Building Thought Power. The volume enters, therefore, upon its 15,000 better able, possibly to come a little more directly in touch with the everyday needs of those who will be sufficiently interested to read it. Ralph Waldo Trine, Sunnybrae Farm, Croton-on-the-Hudson, New York. What All the Worlds Are Seeking. Part 1. The Principle. Would you find that wonderful life supernal? That life so abounding, so rich, and so free? Seek then the laws of the Spirit Eternal. Will bring them your life into harmony. How can I make life yield its fullest and best? How can I know the true secret of power?